ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Padil. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara at the beginning of the Omid brings down a braise, Tonei Rabbonon, Amak Izdam, Lo Yoichal Chagvash, Lo Yicholov, Lo Gvina, Lo Bitzolim, Lo Yisholim. And the Gemara continues on many other things which are also Mishum Sakona. Later on the Gemara says different things which are Refuah, and other things which are also Mishum Sakona. Be'emes is very interesting. We don't find any of these halachas brought down in any of the poskim, not in the Rambam, not in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Bishai Pik in the Sefer Oima HaShikcha, in Ois Tzadik Aleph, he asks, with the Chayyur and the Mefuish HaBreisa, there's no Chaylik over here. Why is there no mention in any of the poskim these things which are also Mishum Sakona, that after HaKozas Dam, Lo Yoichal Chagvash, and all the other things which are mentioned, that you're not allowed to do Mishum Sakona? We should be paskening all these things, la'alocha. Now, be'emes, the etzem ha'ora, which he asks, that adovah mishum sakona, we don't find brought down la'alocha, we find in the Magen Avraham, in Erechaim, Simen Kufa, in Gimel, Zivkot, and Aleph, he discusses over there things which are mentioned in Chazal, which are also mishum ruach ro, these are also mishum sakona, and he says that we don't find also over there the zakpoda of bizmanazeh, bizmanasu'udas, when during the Su'udah there's a din of Maim Amtsoyim, Mishum Rachro, and says in Magen Avraham that Bizman Hazeh, the reason why we're not Makbid is because we see many people who are not Noyig with these Chumrits which Chazal tell us is also Mishum Sakona, and they don't have any Hezik. So it seems to be that Bizman Hazeh, Nishtanu Ativim, and the Tivim have changed, and therefore these things are not also anymore Mishum Sakona. Says the Magen Avraham, a different suggestion, maybe because the Dvorim which Chazal said, or also Mishum Sakona, was only B'mokri Mesuyim, was only in the place where they were, in Bovel, and Chazal said in that place, in the climate, therefore these things are also Mishum Sakona. But other Mekoimis which we see are not Mazik anyone, therefore a person does not have to be Choshish, and the Mele nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, we're not Makpid. The B'chor Shuri in Shabbos, Pei Beisim at Beis, he says that it depends on dvorim which are skuliyim, which are dvorim which are only at skula. In these things, we say that nowadays, these are not applicable nowadays anymore, and they're not also, even though bizmei chazal, this was also mishum sakona. Any other things which are sakona, bederech hateva, those things on the gea nowadays also, we also have to be choshish. But says the B'chor Shuri, some things which the doctors nowadays say are not mazik you anymore. Mamela, we can say that during the days of Chazal, these were dvorim sguliyim. They were mazik midine sgula, and therefore there's only toli on the zman of Chazal. And nowadays, even though there is inyan, says the B'chor Shuri, to be makpid lechatchila, to be choshish for these things, but midina there's no issa mishum sakona. Lemaisa, it's not a dover muchlut in every single place. We find in our sugi itself, which the Gemara before in Daf Chav Ches, discussed Barichas, the different machlis, and one of the machlis which was brought down, which is a machlas apeh, which is called Safdina, which Rabbi Yochanan was suffering from, and he went to the Matrinisa. The Gemara says that this machla, even though it's a machlas apeh, but it's goimer bevnei me'ayim, and therefore sakonis nefoshes, and Rabbi Yochanan was allowed to do a refuah even on Shabbos. Says the Bach in Simen Shin Chav Ches, that even though nowadays the doctors will tell us that there's no sakona at all, there's only a little sakona for the mouth, but it's not sakona sefoshes, and you don't have to worry about it, says the Bach, since the Gemara says that it's sakona sefoshes, Mamela, we're allowed to be Michal Shabbos, because we rely on what the Gemara tells us, and the doctors don't understand that this machle is goyim bevnei me'ayim. So to the Prima Godim in Erechaim Shin Chav Ches, Mishpat Zov, Sikot and Beis, he says that the doctors who say that nowadays there's no Sakona, Shekehim Oimrim, they're lying. And it's not true, the Gemara says Mefurish that Sakona is Nefoshes, and therefore you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos. So you see that even though nowadays we, the normal doctors will tell us that these things, or this Machle, is not Sakona, Afal Pikein La Locha, we're allowed to be Mekel, and you're allowed to even be Michal Shabbos for this Machle of Tzaftina, because we rely on what the Gemara says, that this machla is goyim bevnei me'ayim, and it's going to come to a sakonis sefoshes, to a makos shel cholol. Memeila, we can't be machlit a clear cut klal that any time when the Gemara says sakona, we can say nishtanu ativim. Only the things which are not brought down in the poiskim, which says the B'chor Shuri, these are called dvorim sguliyim, and in these things, since the poiskim don't bring it down, we can say that nowadays you don't have to be choshish midina, only b'toyas chumir. Al Koponim, there's no clear cut definition of which sakonis we should yeah be choishish medina and which ones not, and therefore akoponim, the ones which say clearly in the poiskim that we mechuy to be choishish for like tzafdina, then we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, because we take on what the Gemara says that its sakonis afoshis is applicable even nowadays also. In the tshuva of the Galia Mesechta in Eben Ezer Simin Yud Aleph, he's ma'irich to be masbe which ones we allow to which dvoim of sakona are still applicable nowadays, and he's masbe svoris why other dvoim shall sakona like our Gemara of Chagvash is not now nigea nowadays, and therefore the priest can then bring it down la aloche. Moving further on the Omid, the Gemara discusses ba'iriches the sugya of imistapri mehem b'chol mokim, if you're allowed to take a haircut from the goyish barber. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbonon, Yisroel amistapri me'ovi kichovim, roya b'mare. He's allowed to look in the mirror, and this heter, through looking in the mirror, is going to be matter him to go and take a haircut from the ovi kichovim. The Rishonim discuss barichas over here, Tosfos Dvar Maaseh amistapri, and the Rosh, so to the Ran, that they say from the Gemara, and al kaponim tesefta is mavur that normally to look in the mirror will be a issa of layilbash. For a ish, to look in the mirror will be a issa of layilbash geves in las isha, which the Targum says does not just mean to go and wear the clothes of isha, it's also any tikkun and any kishut which the noshim normally do, this is going to be also under the category of layilbash. And says Tosfos, the only reason why it was mutter, over here it's mutter in order for sakonis nefoshes to go and save himself from the goy. And so too, the Tosefta says that Reb Gamliel, based on Reb Gamliel, they were matter them to look in the mirrors because of malchus. They were craving the malchus, this was the heter. Mamela is mavur that a normal person in a normal case, he should not, he's got issa to look in the mirror, and this is the issa of lo yilbash in the case where there's no reason besides loisnoe and before kishut. Says Tosfos, but for other reasons, lemosho for michashinayim, or other reasons that he's for to be megaleach himself, and he wants to look in the mirror, kshelo yichabil ba'atzmoi, in these cases, says Tosfos, it's going to be mutter even for ish, because it doesn't go into the klal of leilbash, and says Tosfos in the end, ubeichin libois, hu yoidea, he knows the reason why you are looking in the mirror. And this, so too, the Rosh says, and other Rishonim also, that they take out from our sugya that lechiria is going to be an issa for any ish to look in the mirror lisnoe or liskashit. There's the issa of lo yilbash. But the Ran says that the Be'emes is a difference, and this depends on the minhag ha'olam. The klal of lo yilbash, there's no clear cut klal what is goes into the issa of lo yilbash. What is included in the lo yilbash gever tikkun isha? Says the Ran, these things are tefillin on the minhag ha'olam. And therefore, in a place where the minig is that everyone is mistakel in Bemaria, even the Ish also, then there's no Issa for a Yehudi, for a Yisrael, to go and look in the mirror, because it doesn't go into the klal of Leilbash. And he brings down from the Goinim, that the Goinim say that in the Gemara Nozi, it says in the Gemara Nozi, Dafnun Chesem et Beis, as the Issa to be Mavi, Sa'a, Beis HaShechi, because there's Issa of Leilbash, because this is a tikkun noshim, say the goinim that nowadays, which everyone is mavis sabis hashechi, then there's no issa for the anoshim to do so, because it's not anymore a category of yilbash geves simnas isha. This is not just a tikkun of a isha, and mamela it's mutter nowadays also. And the Ran says this goes into the klal also by us by the staklus b'mare. And this is Rashba in tshuva chilek heis in kufchav aleph. He's more ma'irich about the minhogim of leilbash, and he says that the klal is the Torah wasn't mefaret which goes into what things go into levush noshim, and everything is tailor on minhog mekoymos and bechol zman. And memela, he says that legabe cutting the beard and cutting other hairs, he says that kvam osayim v'shloish meir shana 200 to 300 years, everyone is doing so, and there's no issa because this is not klal of leilbash geves simlas isha. But the Ran is lemaisa mavur that even though we say that there is issa of leilbash, there's no issa of leilbash nowadays because the minig ha'olam is to be mekel. Afal pikein, he says that chavirim for tamidi chachomim, this is still a issa, and he learns it up in the Gemara in Nozi Nun Chesam et Beis that for the chavirim they should not do so. And mamela, who had in the issa of mistaklis b'mare, looking in the mirror, will also be also lechatchila for chavirim for tamidi chachomim to be makbid, even though the minig nowadays is even for anoshim to look in the mirror, and therefore there's no issa midina, but al koponim chavirim and tamidi chachomim, they should be makbid not to look in the mirror because, says the Ran, it's mavu in the Gemara Nozi nun zainum nun chesam et beis, that it's still also for chavirim. Lahaloche, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerideas, in Kufnum Vav, that is the iser to mimstakel b'mare chutz from dvarim or refuah or shelo yichabil ba'atzmoi, like Tosfos says. And the Shulchan Aruch does not bring down the chiluk of the Ran and this heter that in a place where even the anoshim have a minig to do this tikkun, that there's no iser. The Ramah does bring down the heter of the Ran, and he says vayish oimrim, that in those places where even the anoshim do this kishut and do this tikkun, then there's no iser. This is the machlikis, the Ramah, and the mechaber is the two days which we have in the sugya by us, whether this iser is a blanket iser on all cases, or there's a heter in certain mekoymes where even the anoshim have the minig, and this does not become a klal of lo yilbash. But be'emes, when it comes to the iser to be ma'avis sa'abis ha'shechi, over there in Simon Kuf Pei Beis, the mechaber says in Sif Aleph, that the iser is to be ma'avis sa'abis ha'shechi, yeloike even makas maridus, you get malkas midrabonon. But says the mechaber, that in a place where everyone does so, even the anoshim, then one is not loike makas maridus. And the Beis Yosef explains that this is the heter which you see in the Goinim, that the Goinim which the Ram brings down say that in a place where everyone does so, there's no Issa of Lo Yilbash, and therefore there's no Makas Maridus. But says the Beis Yosef that the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes, is Mavua, not like the Ran, which is says by us, which you quoted, that he, the Ran said, that according to the Goinim, this is Mutter even Lechatchila, and only Chaverim, only Tamid Chachomim should be Makpid. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam is Mavua, that even though there is a difference between Mekoimus, where even the Anoshim do this Tikkun, and therefore there's no Makis Maridus, but the Rambam says that in other Mekoimus, where even the Anoshim do this Tikkun, Ain makin oisoi. There's no makis maridus. Says the Beis Yosef is mashma that al kaponim neiza isa, and not like the Ran who says that it's muta even lechatchila. And therefore, the Beis Yosef and the mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch is not matil lechatchila. He only says that if you did so and you're over, then there's no makis maridus. But al kaponim lechatchila, it's also in even in the mekoymes where the anoshim also do this tikkun. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph, he brings down the Ran, which says that this muta even lechatchila, like the goinim hold, says the Ran, the goinim weren't just matter by the eved, that there's no makis maridus. The goinim were matter even lechatchila, this is the day of the Ran. The ginas v'rodim in klalvov simin yudbeit adzon, that the Ramah holds, that this day is even the day of the Rambam. Even though the Rambam says a lotion of ein makin oisoi, the Rambam doesn't mean to say that it's asa. The Rambam just says ein makin oisoi, because in other places where only the Noshim do so, then there's a makim oisoi, makis maridus, like the Rambam says at the beginning of the halacha. Therefore, the Rambam says in other mekoyma is ein makin oisoi. But avad, even the Rambam agrees that there's no isa at all, and it's muta even lechatchila, and this is why the Ramah went ahead and paskin like the Ran, since he holds that even the Rambam agrees that it's muta even lechatchila. Al kaponim, we have learned about chloikis, the mechaber and the Ramah, what is the alocha lemaisa in a place where even the anoshim do this tikkun, do a tikkun, is there isa al kaponim lechatchila, even though there's no makas maridus? Or there's muta even lechatchila, which the Ramah is makel, that even lechatchila you're allowed to go and do this tikkun. And says the Ginas V'rodim, there's no difference between the issa of istaklus b'mayed, looking in a mirror, or any other tikkun which is mentioned in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, like we said, the Havora Sabis Hashechi. All these things have the same klal, and according to the Mechaber, these things are also lechatchila. Mashinkin, according to the Ramah, it's muta lechatchila in places where even the Anoshim do this tikkun. And only the Chaverim, says the Ginas V'rodim, should be makpid not to do this tikkun and not to look in the mirror. And this Ginas V'rodim is brought down, and B'Kveige brings it down in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, over there in the Gilin Shulchan Aruch, Gilin B'Kveige. Now we know that Lemaisa, there's a very famous tshuva in the Divrei Chaim, Reb Chaim Tzanze. He says in Chilik Beisim, involved someone asked him about looking in the mirror, B'Sha'as Hanochas Tfilin, to make sure that his tefillin are in the right place, which have to be makpid, the tefillin have to be bein einecho. So the shoyel asked Reb Chaim Tzanze if one is allowed to look in the mirror in order to make sure his tefillin is in the right place. And Reb Chaim Tzanze over there is marich to say that in the case of tefillin, be'emes there's enough place which to put even two pairs of tefillin, and therefore there's no inyan to go be matis such a issa to look in the mirror, and someone who does so is only oisa maisa hediot, and he's very strongly holds that even for anochas tefillin, one should not look in the mirror. It's a very chomedigadeya, a very famous shitta of Reb Chaim Tzanze, who asked the issa nowadays to look in the mirror, even by anochas tefillin. The Minchas Eloza on his Sefer, Oizchaim Vesholoim in Oizchaim, Simichov Zayin, Sivkot in Yud Beis, he explains that the Svoya of the Divrei Chaim, why he was so makpid, is because he holds that the Issa of looking in the mirror, which we find in our Sugya, which the Rishonim discuss, is Be'emes a Issa Midereisa of Lo Yilbash. Since the Targum Unkelus says that Lo Yilbash Geves Himlas Isha is not just referring to wearing different clothes, it's also a Issa of any tikkun, so holds the prime tzanzel, this Issa is a Issa Minatayir to look in the mirror. And Mamela, even in the case of Tfilin, where the Chayyur should be mutter, like Tosfos explains, that in a case where it's not Lehisnoe, the Chayyur there should be a Heter, Al Kaponim, he says he can still be Machmir, since there's a Issa Deraisa involved, and there is place on the head to put two tefillins, and even though the some Rishonim hold that the place is one behind the other, Afal Pikein, there is some deus who hold that even side by side, there's also place for two tefillin. Memela, Reb Chaim Tzanzer holds that Mokem Issa Deraisa, one should be more Machmir, and therefore someone who does so is Nikra Hedit. This is how the Munkacher in the Michas Eloza explains the Shitta of Reb Chaim Tzanzer. Now, Emes is a big chidush to say such a thing, that the Issa of looking in the mirror is the Issa Deraisa of Lo Yilbash. We find in the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, that if someone is Mavis Sabis Hashechi, then there's the Issa, and you look at Makas Maridus with the Rabbanon, you get Makas Maridus, like the Rambam paskins and other Rishonim. Afal Pikein over here by us, in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, he does not mention that someone who looks in the mirror will get Makas Maridus. It's not mashma that it's the same darga of Issa, like a real Maisa Tikkun of a Sabis Hashechi, and looking in the mirror, it's mashma, and even the Beis Yosef and the Mechabu, who is more machme, does not hold that this is the Issa Dereisa. The Knesset Hagdoyle, in his Gilin Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, he discusses the Shaila, whether to look in the mirror is the Issa Dereisa, or only Issa Derabonon, and his Mefalpul, maybe Be'emes is Machlekes, between the Ran and the Rosh, in our Sugya, in this Shaila, whether the Issa of Lo Yilbash is Issa Dereisa, Lehistakel Bemare, or only Issa Derabonon, and he holds Misvara, that Lechira, it's only Issa Derabonon. So too, the Birkas HaRoish, and the Netziv, in Nozid Afnun Chesamet Beis, they say Mefurish, that this only Issa Derabonon, and therefore, Tosfos is more makel in the Issa of Lestakel Bemare, that Kol Oid, the reason why he's doing so, is not for his noise, not to beautify himself, not only for other purposes, lerefua, and for giluach, shelo yichabil ba'atzmoi, Tosfos is makel, since the Issa is only a Issa Derabonon. And Be'emes, we find Mefurish in Rishonim already, in Oiz Zoriya, in Oiz Tof Nun Aleph, his Medayik in Yerushalmi, that this Issa of Listakil B'Mare is only Issa Midarabonon. So, Kaponim, we have learned a Shaila, if the Issa is Issa Midarabonon, there's more mocking to be lenient, and Reb Chaim Tzanzer, Kaponim, was very machmi because he held that this Issa is Issa Dereisa. But like we pointed out, and Reb Kvegel himself says in Gilin Shulchan Aruch, from the Ginas Reodim, that even the Matirim, who hold that it's mutter, there is still a mokin to be machme, and tovi olav brocha, even in a case where anoshim also have this tikkun, and it's not just a maisa anoshim, afal pikeim for chavirim, afal tamidei chachomim, there is still a mokin for them to be machme, and tovi olav brocha, like it says in the later poskim, if someone's machme is tovi olav brocha. Another interesting point in this sugya of lo yilbash, which Tosfos and other Rishonim say, this includes even to look in the mirror also. The Moshe Feinstein in Egris Moshe in Yerudea Chilek Aleph Simen Pei Beis, the Shoyal over there asked him on the Issa which Tosfos brings down that there's an Issa for a Ish to be Melaket Saris Levonois Mitech Shoyois, since to take out the white hairs, this Maisa is a Maisa Tikkun of Noshim and is Issa of Lo Yilbash. So this asked the Shoyal from Moshe, what it will be the Alocha for someone to take a medicine, which this trufa, this medicine, causes that all his white hairs should have more pigmentation, and this causes his white hairs to turn black. Does this also go into the Issa of Lo Yilbash or not? Says Reb Moshe in the tshuva, that this will be'emes depend on understanding the Ike Issa of Lo Yilbash, which we find in the Isurim, that in order to take care of the white hairs, l'havi b'shabi sashechi, these Isurim, which are also for Tikkunei Noshim, what is the Havona understanding the Ike Issa? Do we say that the Issa is to do the same Maisa which the Isha does, the Maisa Tikkun is a Maisa Tikkun of Noshim, and this is a Issa for a man to do, because the Maisa itself is a Maisa Issa. To copy this Maisa is a Maisa Tikkun Noshim, which goes into the Issa of Le'ilbash. Or do we say, no, the Issa is not to do the same Maisa which Isha does. The Issa, which the Torah did now in Le'ilbash, is to have the end effect, the end result, which the Isha is doing, because to have the effect of being Mekushetes, and Mamela should take out the white hairs, as she's doing her other tikkunim. In these things, for Ish to do so, would be the Issa, not because the Isha does this Maisa, but because the end effect, the end result, is that she's Mekushetes, this is the Issa for Ish to do. Says Rav Moshe, that's mistabe to say that the Issa which the man has is not just to copy the same Maisa which the Isha does. Because Lamoshal in the Issa of to be Melakit, Sayus Levonis, to take out the white hairs. It's mistabe that a lady who has some white hairs and wants to make herself look younger, she's not going to go and take out by hand these white hairs. She's going to dye her whole hair black, and this way she'll have the te'eles of having the look of a younger lady, and this is the maisa which she's going to be doing, and not the maisa likut biyad. And therefore, mistabe, in this case, why should it be also for Ish to go and be melakit the Sayus Levonis? L'chayu, this Maisa is not the same Maisa which the Isha does. And Afal became, we don't find any difference. And the Torah says, and the Rishonim say, that is an Issa for a Ish, for the man to go ahead and to take out even Biodaim, the Sayus Levonis, even though it's not necessarily the same act the woman is going to be doing in order to get to the same purpose. Elo Maisa Zemurisha is Muchach, that the Issa of Le'ilbash is not to do the same Pa'ula, the same act. The Issa is to have the same Matoria, to have the same purpose. Any Maisa which the Ish is going to do, which has the same result, that all his hairs are black, is also going to be Asa. And Mamela, who Adin, if he's going to take a medicine which will increase the pigmentation in his hair, and will turn all his hair black, this is also going to have the end result, and the beautification which he's going to have through this Maisa, is the same Maisa Kishut which the Isha does, and this is going to be the Issa of Le'ilbash Gever Simnas Isha. And his Mechiach, like this, he saw it from the Rambam, and also from the Bi'a Agro in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Sivkot in Yudalid, that the Issa of the Le'ilbash, of the Tikkun Noshim, is not just to do the same act, the same Maisa which the Isha does, but as long as you're doing a Maisa which has the same end result, this is also going to be the Issa of Le'ilbash, and this is the main Issa of Le'ilbash, to do a Maisa which causes you to have the same result and the same purpose, same Atorah of the Isha, even though she actually does not do such a kind of Pu'ula. This is what Rav Moshe says in Chilek Aleph, Siman Pei Beis. Later on, we find in Yeridea, in Igus Moshe, Chilek Beis, Siman Samach Aleph, that the Shoyl asked Rav Moshe, that according to his Yisoid, that the Issa of Le'ilbash, of a Tikkun Noshim, the Issa is not to do and to copy the same Maisa which the Isha does, but as long as you have the same result, this is the main Issa of Le'ilbash. So how come we find in our Sugya, the Rishonim say there's an Issa for a man to look in the mirror? L'chayu, the looking in the mirror which the Gemara is discussing over here, is not talking about any tikkun which the man is going to be doing because he's looking in the mirror. The Ikka Issa is even to look in the mirror by itself, even if he doesn't do afterwards, fix himself up at all, just the looking itself, lehis nois, or lehis kashit, is also the Issa. Ask the Shoyl from Rav Moshe, the Achayu, according to Rav Moshe's Havana, the way Rav Moshe explained that the Issa of Le'ilbash is not to copy the same Maisa which the Isha does, but it's to have the same purpose and the same matoria and the same end result which the Isha has, that she's Mekushetes, then L'chayu, by looking in the mirror and not doing anything at all, there should be no Issa for a man to do so, since he's got no Peril Yotze, he has no Toitzor from the looking in the mirror, besides the Ikka Mais of looking in the mirror. So L'chayu, from our sugya will be Mavua, that the Issa of Le'ilbash, of the Tikkun Noshim, is there to copy the same Maisa which the Isha does, and the Isha looks in the mirror, Lohis Nois, this Issa is also for the man to do. Says Rav Moshe that this is L'chayu, no Araya at all, not like him. Because Be'emes, even if you say that the Issa is to copy the same act which the Isha does, and this Issa Maisa Kishut is what also is also for the man, L'chayu, looking in the mirror itself, since he's not doing anything afterwards to fix himself up, because the Issa in our Gemara is even to look in the mirror by itself. L'chayu, in this case, how can we say that the looking in the mirror is called a Maisa Kishut? If he's not doing anything afterwards, why should we say that this Maisa itself is a Maisa Kishut? It's not the same like taking out white hairs, where the Maisa is a Maisa Kishut. So l'chayya, it's very hard to understand that this should be an issa of looking in a mirror. Elamai says in Moshe, the reason why looking in a mirror is the issa of l'yilbash, of a tikkun isha, is like the Gemara explains, that ba'emes is an issa by us to go and take a haircut from a barber who's a goy, because we choshud on shvichas damim. The Gemara says there's a heter, in a case where the Yisrael is looking in a mirror, then the goy is scared of him, because he looks like an Adam Choshev. Because he's looking in a mirror and he's doing such a pa'ula of looking in a mirror, Mamela looks like an Adam Choshev, and therefore the goy is scared to go and do anything to this yid. Says Rav Moshe, you see over here in the Gemara, Al Kaponim in the Gemara's days, that this etzem maisa of looking in a mirror was a maisa which gave the look of this person being makpid to that he cares about his appearance and he wants to make sure that he looks okay, and even if he doesn't tell any ha'aris to the barber during the haircut to go and do, to fix up different places, the etzem looking in the mirror itself gives off the appearance of this person that he's Adam Choshev, who's makpid on the way he's put together and the way he looks, and this gives him the chashivas of Adam Choshev, and therefore the goy is scared to do anything wrong to this person. Says in Moshe Mamela, this is be'emes the ikka is of Loyilbash, which you find in our Gemara of looking in the mirror. By Aisha also, when she's looking in the mirror, it's not dafka in order to fix herself up afterwards. The ikka maisa of looking in the mirror itself gives a certain chashivas, which anyone looks at someone doing such a thing, shows that this person is makpid on her appearance and how she looks. And this is the issa of looking in the mirror, which is also for a man to do, just like a isha who does so, looks in the mirror, and says in Moshe, this is also like an end result, as the effect which has on other people when they see her looking in the mirror. She feels with the etzem mais of looking in the mirror that she looks noe and kushetes, and this is the issa which a man has to copy. Mamela says in Moshe, even though the ikka issa is not just to copy the same maisa which the isha is doing, only to have the same end result, but you see in our Gemara that looking in the mirror is also gives a certain end, a certain purpose of being Adam Choshev, and this is the issa of Loyilbash, even in the case of the Staka Bemaria, even though, says in Moshe, the issa is not just to copy the maisa of the isha, only to have the same matoria and the same purpose, and at the end of the day, he's going to be looking mekushetes, and Mamela, it's also for him to take any medicine which will cause his hair to turn black.
Learning Mesechtes of Eidizara Daf Chavtes and Midbeis is the second Shand Daf Chavtes. We're starting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eilu Dvarim Shalayv Dikachavim Asurin V'Yisurin Isser Hana. These are things of Gayim that are Asur, and the Yisurim is an Isser Hana. In contrast to the next Mishnah, which you have the things that are Asur Ba'achila. So the first one is Hayayin. And V'chayim Shalayv V'cham Hashayim Atchilas Hayayin. You have wine, and you have vinegar, which originally was wine. So the Gemara discusses how we know the Yayin's Aser. The Gemara says Yayin Minolin. The Gemara says a Pasuk. We'll see. We'll talk about it soon. Hashechel Zechem Yechel Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. Mazavach Aser Benav Yayin Aser Ba'ano. But the Rishayim Shtelenzich, and that's talking about Yayin, which the guy went and actually poured the Yayin, poured the wine as a Tekruvis for Avei Dezaret. And that's Aser Ba'ano Midei Raisa. Because it's a Tekruvis Avei Dezaret. You learn that from the Pasuk. And we'll speak about that in the shir. But when we're talking about wine, stam that a guy has, which is called stam yena, occasionally it's also called the ayin nasach, but the ayin that wasn't actually nasach, it was wine that a guy had. So what is the yisur exactly in that case? So Rashi explains, Rashi here by the chaymitz, that the chaymitz shall evdekam mishayim et chilasa yayin, that there was wine biyana ivdik achavim, that's aser b'ano. And Rashi says, lafuke heched azavin evacham chaymitz miyisrael, it's coming to exclude the case where a guy bought vinegar from Yisrael, lamitzah b'ano, that doesn't come aser b'ano. The tamet aser b'ano, mishin the dil menaschayu v'chaymitz loy menasach. The reason why it's aser b'ano is because maybe the guy was menasachet. That means there's an iser if a guy is menasach wine for avay desare, and all wine of a guy is aser because maybe the guy was menasachet. And that's the mashmaya of the sugya, because the Gemara says yayin minolin, and the Gemara is discussing who would in wine that you don't know was in snasach. Some the yayin belonged to a guy, and the Gemara's tam is because ashechel zechem yechelum nishtu yayin nesicham, that the yayin that's misnasach to avay dezora becomes asur bana. But the problem is, Taisus and the Rishonim ask, the Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Bey says clearly that the issur of the ayin is mishum b'nei sayin. And there's an issur that you shouldn't drink the Gaishim wine because you might come to marrying their daughters. So how do we answer this stira? And Al Gemara, the Mishnah Al Gemara is mashmaklar that the issur of yayin nesach is because of Xayra, that maybe this wine was a snasach with ne'avay desara. And the Gemara there says the issur of the wine of a guy is because of b'nei sayin. It's Xayra, just like pitan and shamnam. And there's an issur nothing to do with being misnasach of a desara stam. An issur to discourage social contact with the guy, Xayra mishum b'nei sayin. So the Rajman Teres Abayis, in the beginning of the Beis Hayayin of Teres Abayis, he says that initially they made a gzeirah of Mishum B'nei Seyem, and that was just from drinking. Just like Pitan and Shamnam was only Asatit, there was no Isserat Noah, Pas Akum and Bishal Akum, and when they asked Shem and Akum, all these things are not Asabat Noah, they're only Asabat Chila. So originally this Isser Mishum B'nei Seyem was an Isser Shtia. You weren't allowed to drink the wine of a guy, but you were allowed to have an off in the wine of a guy. And that mission is a later gzeira. A later gzeira, where they saw that there was a serious shash of nisach for avodah zarah, so they made a gzeira that maybe all the wine might be nisnasach for avodah zarah, so that's why they made an isser hanah. So Al Gemara is dealing with an isser hanah, and Al Gemara is dealing with an isser shtiyah. Because originally they weren't chayshish v'nisuch, people weren't menasuch so much, so they just made an issa shtiyah because of b'nei sayim. But afterwards, they saw people were menasuch a lot, so that's where they were meisif and issa hanah. Thus stated in the Rajba. So the Beis Yosef brings this Rajba in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, he asks Akasha, that the gzeirah mishum b'nei sayim was done as part of the Yud Ches Dov, as part of the 18 things which are done by the Tamidei Shammai v'Hillel. That was done by the Tamidei Shammai v'Hillel. Now, if all they did was an issa shtiyah, because that's what the Rashi is saying, Mishum b'nei sayim is just an issa shtiyah, and it was a later gzeirah that made an issa hanah because of the chash of nisach, so the issa shtiyah was already made earlier. There's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Perek Mem Zayin that says a very interesting thing. It says when Pinchas went and he killed Zimri ben Salu together with Kozbi Vastur and his kanoas against what the b'nei Midian, what the b'nei Mayiv was doing, and he realized and understood then that the problem was the wine, that they came to the Bnei Smayev to buy their stuff, and they would drink the wine, and there wasn't yet Xayra on the wine, and the Mela, the drinking of the wine, caused that they should be Mizana with them, and caused they should do Avei Desire with the Baal Pa'ar, with the whole thing. So Pinchas made Xayra. From then on, no one's allowed to drink the wine of Goyim. So if all the Tamidei Beis Shammai still did was made in Issa Shtiyah, there wasn't this shtiyah ready for Minchas' time. And the Kavan of Beis Yosef is, I think, is like this, that Bishlam without the Rashba, the Ramban already has its sad to learn, that Pinchas made an issa shtiyah, and the Tamid Hashem v'Hillel were meisif and issa hanah. But then that would mean that the issa hanah is also Mishum b'nei sayin. Before it's asa b'shtiyah, Mishum b'nei sayin, and then it's asa b'nah Mishum b'nei sayin. But then you don't have a pshat that it became asa hanah after Beis Shammai v'Hillel, because of Nisuch. But now that we're saying that Tamid Hashem v'Hillel was the one that asked it b'shtiyah because the Nisuch was only later asked by Noah, so how would you understand what Pinchas' Gzeirah was? So he says that Pinchas, they were Mekabel the Gzeirah. The Rabban also says that in one side. He brings the Raya from the Gemara in Chulon, the Avdalim, that Yehoshaphat drank the wine from Achav. And there's a shaila about Daniel, that it could be Daniel was Gezerit, because it says, V'yasim Daniel Aliba Yishlo Yizgol Mipasbag HaMelech V'yayim Mesichav, that Daniel made a takana that he can't drink the wine, so it could be it was Dafka Aliba, it could be it wasn't for Kali Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara later about that. Or maybe also Daniel, what they weren't Makabal from. So this Gzeir might have been an early Gzeir, but they weren't Makabal, it wasn't fully accepted until Shamavil came. But Al-Kapanim, this is the Rash B'Shnikel, that Shamavil were Gezer B'Shtiyah Mishum B'nei Seyem, and the late Gzeir was because of a Kshash Nisuch, and the Kshash Nisuch made an Isser Hanah. But Rav Yishenim don't hold that way. Rav Yishenim hold that they made one Gzeirah, the Gzeirah was to Asur Banah. But Azai, if there wouldn't be for the Isser of Nisuch, if it wouldn't be for the possibility of Nisuch, so then they would have just made an Isser Shtiyah. But now that there's a possibility of nisuch, that's why they made an isra ano. So Rishonim say this, the Rambam brings down from the Ramban, what's pshat knows, why do they need a gzeir b'nei seim? Why isn't it taka also because of a kshash nisuch? So the Rambam says simply, because it's lemiut, it's a miut. Very, very few of the wine is actually menisuch, lemiut delech eshinon. And the Ramban says a little bit more. The Ramban says we have a svar earlier that the ones at the tak of being menasich, they wouldn't sell. And he said you had before about the kruvis, the ones at the tak of makrav tavay desire, they wouldn't sell. So the guy is selling you wine, mistama, this wine, he wasn't menasich tavay desire. Even though you find that the menasich, even the Yisrael's wine tavay desire, he says that's different. That's a covet for tavay desire to take the yid's wine and be menasich tavay desire. Even though he's going to end up having it, but that's good. You do what you can. But Shengen, if you took your own wine in Menachem Vedizara, so that wine would be special for the Vedizara, you wouldn't want to sell it to a Yid. So there's no real chash that they were Menachem. That's the Yisait. But since you had to make a Tkanim Mishum B'nei Seyem, so that's why you made it Asa Banah because of Nisuch. And there are two ways to say this Svara. Taisa says simply, that the Iger Gzeir is a Shum B'nei Seyem, but that they would Asa Banah, but once it is an Issa of Yayin Nesach, so the Rabbanah made Yayin Nesach ki Yayin Nesach gomer shemisnaslich of nevicham shasim in a tayyur mishun the damila. So now, once you have a Yayin, which is also bahana, Yayin of a guy, so they made all Yayin of Goyim to be like Yen a Yayin. That would be the Hagdara. There was no such thing as a Yayin that became also bahana, so they would next time a new Gzeir that this Yayin becomes also bahana. They just make it also b'shtir like they did by Pitam and Shamnam. But since there is a yayin which is asa banah min atayr, that's why they made this yayin also asa banah min atayr. The Ran says a little different knetch. The Ran says that if they wouldn't ask your b'shtiyah altogether, so they wouldn't be afraid that maybe it's yayin nesach. Like we said, we're not chayishish with that. But once they have to ask your b'shtiyah, so now people will see that it's asa b'shtiyah. And they'll think that there is a kshash nisach. Varai, it's also b'shtiyah. And still they see it's mutter manah. So people will make the mistake and think that the real yayin nesach, yayin that was misnasach of nevei desar, that we know is misnasach, is also only also b'shtiyah mutter manah. So since they had to ask it anyway b'shtiyah al sbenei seyem, so they wanted to ask it manah, k'day that you shouldn't make a mistake and think that real yayin nesach is mutter manah, that the yayin that they were actually misnasach of nevei desar is mutter manah. That's a little different connection, Taisus. Taisus doesn't say because of any shash that maybe people think that Yayin Nesach is Asa Banah. Nor does he say that there's any shash that they'll actually want Menasach. Taisus Shabbos is mashman that way. That once they were anyway guys in Mishum B'nei Seyem, and Yayin is Nesnasach, even Shleibif Ne'avei Desire, so good. They gave the Yayin the din, a shash that maybe it was Nesnasach. But Taisa is not even mashman away. Taisa is mashman, they gave it the halacha of yayin shemis nasach. Once you find the yayin, which is awesome, and amid their isa, they decided to give all yayin of a guy yenidin. There can be an afkamina halacha between these timem. Like we said, l'chayr, we have four ways to mimiyashiv, that here it says that the yayin is also seemingly because something to do with the isra of yayin that was in nasach of ne'avei desar, and the chlam vavim beis, and in Shabbos, it says that the issue was Mishum B'nei Sehen. We have the Rashi was two Gzeiris. It was a Gzeiris Shtiyah, first Mishum B'nei Sehen. And then a Bezin later was Gezer B'Anah because of Yayin Nesach. Nothing to do with B'nei Sehen. The Shtiyah is because of B'nei Sehen. And the Anah is because of maybe there's a Kshash Nisach. And before they didn't hold there was a Kshash Nisach. Or before there wasn't so Shkich, there wasn't a Kshash Nisach before. We have the Pshat that since you anyway have to be Gezer Shtiyah Mishum B'nei Sehen, so they threw in an extra gzeir of achshash nisuch, because lamaisa could be there with menasuch. That's what Taz and Shabbos is mashma. We have the Ran that says that since they were guys of shtir mishum in the same, they were afraid that people will think that the gzeir is al siyayin nesach, and they'll think that yayin nesach is mutter manah. That's why they have to ask banah, so people should know that the real yayin nesach, yayin there's a snach of it, is also banah. And we have Taz's here, which is mashma simply. And once there were guys in Mishum B'nei Seyem, they made it like Yayin Nesach Gomer. Once there is a parish of Yayin Nesach Gomer, Shnestas L'Mevei Zara, they use that Isser to be the Isser over here also when the Geizim Mishum B'nei Seyem. Now the Nafumil Halacha could be like this. The Torah starts off in Siman Kufchav Gimel, Nyayin Shinas Nasuk Levet Azar Asa Banor, V'chom Gozu, that's by Nyayin Shinas Nasuk Levet Azar Mamish, that's Isana Deraisa. And then he says, V'chachom Gozu Al Stam Yena Mishum B'nei Seyem, Stam Yena is Asa Mishum B'nei Seyem, V'shu Af Banor, Af Abish Asa came Mashad Vom Shigozu Aleim, like Pitam and Shamna, Atam, Kevin Shiyayin Nesel Gomer Asa Banor, Asu Stam Yenim Kilavadin Is Nesek, which is the Chariot Taisus. Since there happens to be a wine, a Yayin Nesel Gomer, which is Asa Banor, so he made everything like that Yayin Nesel Gomer. Then he says, Avol Reshbam Kosav, V'shem Rashi, Zakash Shalashem Gainim, the Bezman is there, Ein Nisr Anor B'manga Shagoyi B'yayin Shalonu, the Goyim Bezman is there, Einim Regil Manasech, Lavay Dezara. And he goes on to discuss this. The Rishonim bring, and this is brought in the fourth parak, Taisus brings in Daf Nun Zayin, the Rosh brings it there, the Mordechai, Kam Rishonim, the Ran discusses it, everyone discusses it over there in the fourth parak. And there is a psak, the Rishbam brings Rishayim Rashi, that Bezman Azeh, the Yayin of Goyim, are only Asa B'Shi and Abbano. Because Goyim are Menasech Bezman Azeh. So Mel, we're only asking B'Shi and Abbano. Because the time of the Xavier doesn't apply anymore, because Goyim aren't Menasech. So the Torah goes into the discussion. So the Beis Yosef is bothered by the Torah. What does it mean, Avol? The Torah starts off saying, Yayin Nesach, real Yayin Nesach, it's the Stam Yenam, it's Asa Banor. And Stam Yenam is Asa Banor, Xavier Mishum B'nei Seyem. Avol, Rashbam, and Rashi, Rashbam brings from Rashi, Shekazu B'Shem the Goyim, the Bezman is there, there's no Asana. What's the Avol? Should have said, Vaharish Bam, hey, B'Shem Rashi, B'Shem Magainim. It's not arguing what he said before. Everyone agrees to the halacha before that there's a Xer of Stam Nesach Sa'as Banor, and Rashi's saying, Chiddush doesn't apply, B'Zman Azeh. What's the Avol? So the Achreinim, that's the Beis Yosef's cash in the Torah. So the Achreinim, the Dakir Moshe, and the Bach, and the Prisha, and the Taz, they all say the same Teretz. They all say the Torah's Nusach, that the reason why they made an Isra Anah by Yayin Nesach, because since it's an Isra B'nei Seyem, they made it Ki'ilu was Yayin Nesach of the Torah, nothing to do with any Shash Nisach. So Ay B'Zayin, there's no way you can matter by Anah, because B'Zman is Ed and not Menasach. It's a Davish Nesu Minyan, Sarach Minyan Achal Atirai. There's no way you could be matter by Anah B'Chlal. Because the Isra wasn't the Xayir that maybe was Menasach. The Isra is Mishum B'nei Seyem. Why the Asa B'Anah? Because they patterned it after the Yayin Nesach of the Torah. There's no way to Mechal between Bezman Azeh and Bezman Chazal. So the Avol is saying there must be a different shot. That B'nei Seyem only asks B'Shtiyah. Why is it Asa Banor? Because of a Shash Nisach. Like the Ran could be. That the reason why it's Asa Banor is because if you don't ask Banor, people will think that the Yayin that's real in this Nesach is also not Asa Banor. So then you could say that today, when people aren't Menasech anymore, there's no reason to make such a Gzeirah, so maybe that Gzeirah becomes Mutter, and well, you find such a thing, even though a lot of times you find, when it's Batal, Tamas, Le'batla, Takana, you need a Minyan Achal, Atirai. But you find sometimes, not, that's what they say, like Bagilui, that they asked Mayim Megulim because of Nachash, and now there's no Nechashim, so it's Mutter Mayim Megulim. Find other places such a thing. So it's Shaykh such a thing, that the Issa wasn't Stam and Isser, and Isser Anah, on Yayin Shel Goyim. This Anor was on Yayin, which has a Shash Nisach, which has a possibility of Nisach. So the wine that doesn't have a possibility of Nisach, that there was never a Xer of an Isser Anor. But that's also if you say that the Isser Anor was because of a Shash Nisach. You could say like the Rashba, that the first Asad B'Shti Meshub B'nei Seyem, and then the Asad B'Anor Takatz a Shash Nisach. Or you could say like the Ran, that the Isra Anah is, that if not, they're not going to ask the Banah, and there is Yayin Nesach around, so people are going to think that the Isra Shti is coming mitzad the din of Yayin Nesach, and they'll think that Yayin Nesach is also with the Banah. So that wouldn't apply today, when we don't have any Yayin Nesach around. So that's how the Achreinim learned the Avol in the Tur. The Tur started off with Taisus time, that they made all the Yayin like Yayin Nesach, not because of the Shash Nisach, but Rashi says, when the Rishbam brings from Rashi, B'Shem the Ga'inim, that today, that there's no Kshash Nisach, it's not a Svanah, Vayis says the Issanah is Mitzad the Kshash Nisach. Yet Lamaisa, we'll see more Beis Hashem in the fourth parak, Mistama. But Lamaisa, the Asaymuch on this Mishasa Tchak, but Lechatchila Rav Yishayim say, no, there's no Ryan to be Matir. The Ran and the Ramban want to say that there's a difference. That Yayin that a guy touched, that the issa was because maybe he's being menasachet. So mele hain, if no one's menasach, so mele it's mutter. Mashenke and yain that belong to a guy, they're the issa's on spenei seim. So even though the issa anah came in because of yain esach, but hayes, the ikir issa is bnei seim, so that's, even this or no would apply. It's a davish nesu minyan tzarech minyan achal atirei. But then there's a shmuz like saying a machlokes rishenim. If the issur of yayin esach applies today with the guy Martin Menasech, and it could be it's totally if the issur anah is taka because of exeir of the nisach, or the issur anah is because of bnei seim and they just patterned it after the din nisach, and then it wouldn't apply to say that today is different. Now the Gemara learns out the din issur anah. The yayin esach, the yayin that's nisnasach to verizarif, and the pasuk ashechev zuchem yachelu yishtiyei nesicham, that they make a hekesh on the chelav of the zvachim to the yayin of the nesachim azevach asmanav yayin ami asubano. And the Marsha Hadi knows zevach is asuk, which says veitzandul ba'aprav yechul zivchei mesim ames asubanav zevach nami asubano. So Taiz is bothered. Why don't he two psukim? What's the difference if it's zevach, if it's nesachim? Why don't you say stam? Then anything that you make of Tavay Dezar is Asur Bano. So Tei says, no, Zvicha Nisach are two different things. L'chai, what Tei means is there's dinim. Not all Tekruvah Tavay Dezar is Asur Bano, there's dinim. You need a Zvicha, you need a Zrika, you need something. You need an Aveda. It's a Gemara in the fourth parak. But L'chai, the way Tei is learning the Gemara, as well as the other Rishayim, also Mashman that way, the Gemara is saying that you learn from this hekesh dinim and dinet tekruvis. There's a din that tekruvis of Adizar is also about not. Pashas the Isser is because of lav derais la yidba biyachem umam and acherim. That asks tekruvis of Adizar. All the things of Adizar that also about not go into this lav la yidba biyachem umam and acherim, even though Tomad Eir Nidachas, the Gemara dashes it for everything of Adizar is also about not. There's Misham Shev Adizar. There's Noyev Adizar. There's tekruvis of Adizar. There's all things. They have to know what's called tekruvis. So the Gemara is being a raya that when you menasach yayin lefnei avedazar, that is the din tekruvis of avedazar. But the isser is the isser mitzad the din tekruvis of avedazar. That's the pashas how you learn. Now the Rambam Kinnari had a different shot, and he saw in this Gemara a different thing, that there's a new isser of yayin nesach, different than the isser of tekruvis of avedazar. See, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah of Daladi says, is as horish shel hanis l'harzik with and then he says, Mitzvah Chafei is Nizrona Michal V'Davim V'Nizrona M'Moyne V'Nachum Enu V'Beisim M'Kol Mashiach Yisaleh L'Savit Tevel B'Secho M'Shenene B'Davim Enu Chayiv Malkus. So here in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs and Loisah says Chavdalu Chafei, he brings the din of L'Yid B'Yachum Umim Menachayim, he brings the din of L'Savit Tevel B'Secho. The Rambam Menuchas of Edizar, Perik Shvi, Elacha Beis, he says of Edizar, Atzum Misham Shea, V'takuv Vishala, V'chol Anasa Bishvila Asa Ba'ano, Shenem V'loisav V'tevel B'secha, V'chol Anene Be'ach Mekalelo Leike Shtayim, Achaz Shilisav V'tevel B'secha, V'achaz Shim Le'idu B'yachim Um Menachayim. You have two lavim about anyone's Nene from Avedizar, Lisav V'tevel B'secha, Le'idu B'yachim Um Menachayim. That's the general lav on all Avedizar related things, Avedizar, Takuvis, Misham Shem V'chuli. But then, all the way later, in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Dalin, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Dalin is not to drink Yayin Nesach. And he says, not a Furish Pasuk, but you learn that from the Hekesh, Eshechev Zuchem Eichel Yishti Enesicham, Mazevach Aser of Yayin Aser. And he says, I'll bring you another Raya, that Yayin is Aser Bano, and it's Yimnami Mitzvah Slaysa Say. It's Aser Midereis, and it's Yimnami Mitzvah Slaysa Say. Because the Gemara says at the end of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish says, "Kol Yisurin Shabbatayr Bein B'Minim Bein Shalay B'Minim B'Naisin Tam." All Yisurin Shabbatayr, if it becomes this Arav, whether it's B'Minay Shalay B'Minay, it's B'Naisin Tam. Chutz Mitavli Yai Nesach, the B'Minim is B'Mashu, but Shalay B'Minim is B'Naisin Tam. If you have it B'Minim is B'Mashu, if it's Shalay B'Minay, it's B'Naisin Tam. V'Zerayim Uvuerin Shayai Nesach Misurin Shaltayr. So the Ramban and the Asagas of Sefer Mitzvahs doesn't understand the Rambam at all. He says, where do you see a new Isser from this Pasuk, Ashechev Zechem Yechel Yishyei Nesicham, to make a new Mitzvah from the Tayag Mitzvahs? The Rambam always has a klal that if you just have another Lav saying the same Isser over again, you don't count it as two Mitzvahs from the Tayag. And L'chai, you already have a Mitzvah which includes, like the Rambam says, having an awe from Mishamshev to Kruvishla V'chuli, even if you'd have another lav, the Ramban doesn't understand why it would be another mitzvah. It's just another lav and the same thing of Tekruvis. Kol Shkein, that you don't really have a lav here. You just have a Hekesh. The Hekesh doesn't tell you a lav. The Hekesh is telling you Snuchel and the other lav. So why is the Ram counting it as a separate minion from the mitzvahs? The Ramban argues yours is not counted in the minion of mitzvahs. And the Ramban's also very bothered by the Rambam's Raya. What's the Raya from the fact that Bemina is Bemashu and Shloi Bemina it's Bereis and Tam? What's the Raya that it's the Raisa? Adarabba, the Gemara sounds like it's talking about Stam Yenam, not talking about a Vinyayin that was in Snaslech of Ne'er Vedazar. It's talking about Stam Yenam. And even that, the din is Bemina is Bemashu and Shloi Bemina is Bereis and Tam. Why is it a Raya that it's me the Raisa? Appel of the Rambam. And the Rambam Yan also makes two things. The Rambam Yan, Nilchas of Vedazar, said like we said, he tells you any anor from Hashem Shel, Tekruvis and everything you're over on these two lavim, Leibib Yachamum and Acherim, and Leisavit Tevel Beisachon. And the Rambam in Hilchas Macholas Asurish, Perikin Aleph, Allah Aleph, he says, Yain Shem Snaslech Vedazar Asubano, Vashayisman Akoshu Leikim and Atera, Kaina Eichel Koshim and Tekruvis of Vedazar in Basar Paris, Afilamayim and Melech Eichel Makoshu Leikish Shenemar, Ashachel Zachem and Chel Yishayin Asicham. So the Lacha Mishnah there, and Elchaz Machalas Asuris is ma'achiv a little bit. But there's a word from the Zeche Yitzchak, from the Panovitcher Rav, Mitzel Panovitcher. A word from a Mitzel Panovitcher, the Zeche Yitzchak, that he says that there's two dinim. The din of Layib Yachamu Menachem, Layshavitav Vesechu, the site of the din is an Isser Ano. Avadi, you can't eat it, but there's no Isser Achila Be'etzim. The Isser is an Isser Ano. Eating, it's also Ano. But they're not from the Macholas Asuris Mitzad Yena Isser. Yena Isser Asus Bano. You can't have monetary benefit from Avodah Zarah V'chuli. That's the Isser V'Savitel V'Besech L'Yib B'Yachamum Menachayim. The Isser is having a monetary benefit, having Ano. And this Gemara is in Skadish Anaya Isser, which is an Isser Achila. And that's why the Rambam puts in the Macholas Asuris. The other is an Isser in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. You can't have monetary benefit from Avodah Zarah. And this Alacha Macholas Asuris. There's an Isser Achil on it. It's a separate Isser, and has its own separate Gedarim. So he says, Mel, it's very Muzmud Rambam's Raya from Rabbi Yechanan that says that Bemina Bemashu and Shloi Bemina Benais and Tam. He says, the din of Nais and Tam is dafka by Macholas Asuris. If it was Stam Isuri, I know that was Nisar, if Avadu be Bottle Bereiv, Chad betray Bottle. The din of Tam Keker, the din is Tam Yamamashi, the din that if you could taste it, it's not Bottle. That's only a din of Macholas Asuris. So that's the Raya. Since Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish says that by Yayin Nesach, it's not Botel B'Rayiv, there's a din B'Nais and Tam, in them state that there's a Naya Isser of Macholas Asuris. So that would be another minion from the minion Tayag. Because you don't have a Macholas Asuris like a din, and Layib B'Yachamum Min Acherim, and Laysavit Hevel B'Secha. That's not a Macholas Asuris. That's not an Isser Ano. Here it's in Stais of a Naya Isser Achila. It makes it a din macholas asuris. A nafkamina that you need nice and tam. It's not batal. Maybe the other nafkaminas. But that's a pshat in the Rambam that he makes it a new minion from the minion tayag. So that's a pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara doesn't want to know how do we know Yayin's asum mitzad the din tekruvis. That's a tzveita din. The Gemara wants to know how do you know the Yayin becomes, has a hilchas macholas asuris. The Yayin's din of macholas asuris, that's learned out from this pasuk. Of Ashechel Zuchem Mechel Yishye Nesicham, that makes it another whole din. It's another issue. It's another mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. It's a mitzvah in Hilchas Macholas Asuris. In Avi Ezri, on Hilchas Macholas Asuris, he brings a very, very geshmak of shaf in the Brisker Rav, which seems very good with this Zeche Yitzchak, with this Rebitzel Panovitcha. He brings from the Brisker Rav, says that the Rambam says in Alcha Gimel, that a shayisim is stam yenim revius makanaisim makmakis maridis. That there's a shear, and stam yenim is a shear revius. If you drink a revius, then you get makis maridis. This is their abundant. But the abundant made a shear to this a shear revius. Verksel lakasha, nor from avay the zar is also bakoshu. Where did Ram get a shear revius from? Hazak de biskirov, because the din that stam yenim become also get a din of yayin nesach, is not the din of yayin nesach. Of Lysavitevel Bisecha, the din of Yayin Nesach, of Layib B'Yachamu Menachayim, doesn't have Yen a din. It has the din of Yayin Nesach of Ashechel Zuchay Mechel Yishyein Nesicham, which according to the Rambam is a Tzveit Din. That's a din of Macholos Asuris. That din is a din Revius. And Ein Echanami, it has an Isra Noah Mitzad the Macholas Asuris Usir. If it's part of it, you raise eyes. Macholas Asuris can have an Isra Noah together with them. You have Basu Becholov and Klaya Kerim and Arla. There, the Macholas Asuris Asir Bano also, because Sano is also part of the Chavs of the Macholas Asuris. But it's a different type of Isra Noah. It's not an Isra Noah Stam. It's an Isra Noah because of the Macholas Asuris. So there'll be a Shir Avias in that. So the Brisker Rav says, that's what the Rambam says, that a Yayin Mavushal, and he says even if Yayin's mixed with Dvash and Sar and things like that, which can't be Misnasach on the Mizbeach, doesn't get a din of Yayin Nesach, because Yayin Nesach is only Yayin that can be Misnasach Agabim Mizbeach. And Shainim Abadid, we'll see the Sigya soon, that what's the difference if it can't be Misnasach Agabim Mizbeach? Lamai says the Tekruvus of Eidazara has the same din Tekruvus, everything could be Tekruvus of Eidazara. You don't need that she misnasach avayav mizbeach to be takuvas avaydazara. Hazak the Rav, this is the word, ene chanami. Mitzad is so v'yachumum min acher, mitzad is lo yisavitev v'al bisecha, then avada, even if it's not misnasach avayav mizbeach, it could be also be takuvas. But that wasn't the issa nemein and stam yenum. The issa nemein and stam yenum was that it should have the issa v'shechel v'zuchem v'chel yishi yei nesicham. That isser, the macholas asuris tiki isser, that's dafka by yayin shemis nasal agav mizbeach. So that's what the Rambam saw in Agamara. There's a whole new isser. There's an isser of takruvis as talked about in the third parak and the fourth parak. There's an isser of takruvis. There's another isser mitzad that did macholas asuris, which also is an isser anah. But that has its own gedarim. That's why there you would need a shir revius. That's why I don't get makas maridus unless in revius. And that's why there you would need and then the Vyayin Aroyal Agav Mizbeach. That's the shtickle from the Brisker Rav and the Bitzel Panovich. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah said, Chaymetz Shlei V'chom Mishayim Et Chilas HaYayin. Chaymetz of a guy which was originally wine is also Asa Bahano. So Gemara asks on that, Pshinta, what's the Chiddush Mishum the Achmetz Bakalei Surei? Because it's became Chaymetz, now the Issa goes off. What's the chiddush if yayin is asr? So who would then, if the yayin already became asr, now it became chaymetz, avad, it's going to remain asr. So Mara says, Amar Vashi, asr shmina chaymetz shlonu b'yarev v'chom min tzor chaysam v'sei chaysam. That if we have our own wine vinegar that now goes to a guy, you don't need a chaysam v'sei chaysam, you don't need two seals. Because imishim and sucheloi menaski, now they can't asr it, there's no din of nisach anymore. V'imishim achluf v'kev in the chaysam v'tarach v'mazayif. And I may be switching it. He wants to take your vinegar and replace it with his vinegar. Once there's one chaysim already, they're not going to be matriach and be mezayif. And the Gemara says the same thing with Gabi Yayim Mevushel, that it brings a beloy, that Yayim Mevushel Shevachom, that was originally wine is asr, and says pshita, mishin evshel pakal eisure, and Vashi says the same teretz. Yayim Mevushel Shalonu, yoni chaysim say chaysim, because al nisach that menasach, and asach lufei, came in the chaysim echalei tarachu mezayif. So one interesting Arab, the Tur says this then, that once you have Yayin that was already Asr by a guy, and it became Chaymetz, it remains Asr. So Beis Yosef says the Makar is the Agamar, but his Ma'ari Agamar says it's Pshita. Agamar says the whole Chiddush is like Abi the Din, that you don't need a Chaysim to say Chaysim, but the Tur seems to say this Halach as a Chiddush by itself. So it means the Ma'ari Ksas on the Tur, why do you have to say a Chiddush? That when the Ayin Nesach becomes Chaymetz, it's still Asr. The Gemara held that was Pshita. Well, it's Pshita, Mishunda, Ichmetz, Pakalei, Yisurei. So the Bach says, it could be there's a chilek. When you're talking about Yayin, which was actually Misnasach with Ne'avoy Desire, there it's Pshita that becomes Asr, and once it becomes Chaymetz, it doesn't lose its Isser. But when you're dealing with the Isser of Stam Yenam, within the Isser, Nemzach Mitzad B'nei Seim, he says, and Bnei Seim is no issue by Chaymetz. Chaymetz is not going to cause a problem of Bnei Seim, so you'd have a Havamina that when it's Achmetz, it would be part of the Isser. If the Isser is Al Tziayin Nesach, then Menasach the Yayin Vavay Dezar, Avad the ones is Achmetz, is not part of the Isser. But if we're dealing with Stam Yenam, the Isser is Bnei Seim, so once it's Achmetz, it's no longer Shash Bnei Seim. So Memela, there is a Chiddush. So the Ksam Seifaif in it explains that when a chayfetz becomes asr, and that chayfetz becomes ishtana, avada the issa won't become paka. But maybe the issa ben isayim is not the chayfetz of the ayin. The issa is on the kakafta, the gavra. The mensch is not allowed to drink yayin shal gayim. The ayin is not treif. The yayin's not asr. Drinking yayin shel goyim is asr min rabbanan gzeir mishum b'nei seyim. That's why you'd have a havamina that by achmitz, you're not doing that isr of drinking their wine. If the wine becomes asr, gets a chalais isr, so it doesn't go off when it's chaymitz. Mashayin kain could be the din of b'nei seyim. That is no chalois isser on the wine. There is an isser on the gavra. You know how to drink that wine. As long as now it's not wine anymore, it's chaymitz, it doesn't have the isser. You could say, I think. You could say a little bit different. Because Rabbi Chanan, there's a kaivet shmuas, Rabbi Chanan and Chulin, daf mem, he asks Akasha, what's the Gemara's pshitas that mishum da achmetz pakalei isser? What's the pshitas? We find halacha that dam shebishlay is not asim midiraisa anymore. When you have blood, it's asim midiraisa. And now you cook it, it's not asim midiraisa anymore. It becomes ois dam. So you see, you have something which is an isa dam, and then you cook and it loses the isa dam. So maybe here also, you have something which is asat yayin esach. Now it became chaymit, so now it became yayin mevushal. It should lose the isa. What's the chiluk? Why here the Gemara names with the pshidas avada nat? Avada remains asir. By Dam Shabishli, you find that it doesn't remain asr. Hazak Yavuchana like this. Dam Shabishli is because it's dam. You make it as dam, it's not dam anymore. It's not dam, it's not asr. Mashenke Nyayin Nesach, the isr is because it's Takruvis Avei Desire. It was Nikref to Avei Desire. The Maisa Takruvis asses it. Granda, it only becomes asr when it's Yayin. If it's not Yayin, it doesn't get the isr Takruvis. But the isr is that it's Nesach. So since it was Yayin B'Shas the Takruvis, the Takruvis gave it a shame Nesach, it gave it a shame the Takruvis, so now the Shtanis won't make a mutter. So then you could say even more Pashit. That's Alts Mitzad the Issa of Yayin Nesach. Well, then the Issa is Takruvis. Takruvis is because it became Chaymetz, it doesn't become Meis Takruvis. Mashenki and the Issa of Stam Yainam, the Issa of B'nei Seim, that was an Issa on Yayin. You don't even have to say it's like a kafta de gavra like the Ksam Sefer. That was an Issa on Yayin. Now it's not Yayin. Now it's Chaymetz. It was Chaymetz. And now it's Mutter. No, it's still a little bit Shver is, Agamar is talking about Stam Yainam. Agamar is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not only talking about when you know it was in Snasim with Nevei Desert. The Mishnah is talking about when you don't know. What you do have to have the Xavier of B'nei Seim. So it's still it says Pshita. So the Ksam Sefer says like this. The Ksam Sefer says, like we spoke before, when the Isser is also because it blames like Yayin Nesach, whether you say like Taisus, that they made on the Isser Yayin a Chalais Ki'ilu is Nesasech, or you say it's Xera, it's like the Rajman, they made a new Isser, there's an Isser Shtiel, it's been the same, and an Isser Nisach because of the Xera, maybe it'll be Nesasech, or you say it's Xera, that if you're going to matter Banah, people will think the Yayin Nesach's matter Banah, but either way, they gave it the din of Yayin Shnesnasach of Ne'avei Dezar. If they gave it that din, even if what caused them to give them that din was B'nai Seyem, but Lamaisa Haintin has that din, it's Pshita that it can't lose that din when it becomes Chaymetz. Now, Shegin, the Tur brought Rishaynim that said that Haintin Yayin is Mutabana. Because Haint, we don't have the din of Nisach anymore. And it's only Asa B'Rishtiya Alts B'nai Seyem. Oh, so Ayba Zay, the Haintig Yayin is really not so partial that Chaymetz is Asr. Because the Gemara's time where the Yayin was Asr Banah, so Kumtais, the Yayin had a din. We had a din to be Chayshish, it was Nesnasach, or a din Kilu was Nesnasach, however you want to say it. So that Avada would apply even when it becomes Chaymetz. Mashenkin, if you're not going to ask the Haintig Yayin Banah, so Kumtais, it doesn't have a din Kilu is Nesnasach. You don't have to be Chayshish, it was Nesnasach. You don't have to be Xerot in Nesnasach. Stam and Issa Shtiel Sbenesayim. That's a chiddush that even now that it became Chaymetz, you still have the Issa Shtiel Sbenesayim. That's a Ksam Sefer Shtickle.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram Klemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.